Well, for 10 years now, I've been telling you, if you want to take your country back, the place you start is at the local school board. I mean, while we were all going to work, we thought they were teaching kids the same things we were taught in public school. About the Revolutionary War and the Declaration of Independence and the Civil War and the great struggle for civil rights in America and how our founding documents had set us on a path to freedom for everybody. Even though it wasn't perfect to begin with, we have continued to improve as a nation and how we helped out the world in World War I and World War II. But that's not what they were teaching. No, they were teaching us that they're teaching our kids and grandkids that America's a terrible racist place where you have oppressors and the oppressed and it's not fair and it's all rigged against them and all this other nonsense and rot, which apparently the folks coming across the southern border, they haven't read that memo because they don't believe it's such a rotten place because they keep coming in here any way they can. Braden Busek is the director of litigation at Southeastern Legal Foundation. And Braden, good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, I just watched this. We played it for the folks here a moment ago, and that is Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, talking about freedom, talking about parents, talking about removing government and making sure that critical race theory is not taught in public schools. Now, people say, well, we don't teach critical race theory. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it whatever you want. But teaching people about race and racism and trying to separate us by the way we look, which I thought we got rid of in the 1960s, but apparently I was mistaken. Glenn Youngkin's right about this, isn't he? We need to stop this.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, what do we want taught in our schools? Do we want to embrace the ideal of color blindness, or do we want to teach kids to see skin color? So Glenn Youngkin has put an executive order to try and re-implement color blindness as a shared ideal.
What do we need to do? What do we need to do? What steps need to be taken to get politics out of the school altogether?
Well, we have all three branches of government for a reason, and we need to use them. And it's important to remember that schools are just arms of the government, and we expect our governments to behave neutrally when they're administering their jobs. And when you go to the DMV, you don't want to get a big lecture on why you need to vote for a particular political cause. But increasingly, we see that schools are mobilized into political activism. And it's actually not a new precedent. We know how to keep politics out of the government workplace. Most states and the federal government all have laws that are designed to restrict using politics while you're on the taxpayer dime. And we just need to rediscover those principles and apply them.
Well, two things in an article that I read here. Number one is the Hatch Act. As a government employee, you can't, you know, push openly a certain political agenda. You can't. Not in a public job. In a teacher's at a public school is a public job. And we know that hundreds of millions, billions of dollars were sent to schools in the last 2 years to increase their funding. So it's all tied to federal funding. And then you've got the ethics of teachers. My mother was a teacher. My grandmother was a teacher. They would never have taught these things because they would find it out of step with what they're supposed to do in the classroom. I mean, that's just not the place to be. So let's talk about the Hatch Act. Is it something that would ever be enforced against school districts?
It could potentially. I mean, you have to know whether or not your local Hatch Act is going to apply to a school employee, but in all likelihood, it should. I mean, Hatch Acts are just designed to take politics out of the government workplace. We do not pay our government employees to lobby. We don't pay them to politicize. We don't pay them to try and indoctrinate our kids. That last one is particularly important. When people go to schools and they see mission statements, posters, and flags that don't look like the instructional materials that we grew up with, but rather look like political propaganda, people are concerned. And the Hatch Act is designed to keep that out of the schools just as much as it's designed to keep it out of any other government workplace.
Yeah, and that's the point. Keep it out of the workplace. Be down the middle. Now, I get that people have their opinions. I mean, we had a teacher in my high school. We called him Liberal Larry. But he was a good history teacher, and we knew where he came down, and we'd have great, robust debates, him and I, oftentimes, actually, and some other folks in the class, about his take on history. I said, that's not, you know, and I'd point out to him, that's not a fact, that's your opinion. And so that was a robust back and forth, which I thought was productive. But when it gets to be everybody against one voice in the classroom because you've taught the students to speak out and shout down somebody who has a different opinion, that's where we run into real trouble. Ideas are always good. Speech is always good. Debates are always good. But it's when they shout you down or try to silence you or say, you know, it's settled science. It's settled. There's no conversation to be had here. Well, that's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's viewpoint suppression. And schools are the place for the open debate of ideas. And, you know, to return to your earlier point about teacher ethics, my home state of Tennessee has a teacher ethic that just provides that schools have to provide for varied viewpoints. They can't just suppress some viewpoints and not others. That strikes us as an uncontroversial idea, but it is, because increasingly we're seeing teachers who see the educational landscape as a place to politically indoctrinate. And I should point out, it comes from the top down. If you go and look at the resolutions of the NEA, one of the largest teachers unions, you see that time and again, they are handing out political edicts, which are designed to mobilize as well.
Sure. You know, and as you look at this, I have said, like I said, we're coming up with the 10-year anniversary of this program, and I have said from day one, if you want to change the narrative, if you want to change the direction of your state or this country, it all starts, in my opinion, at the school board level. You've got to pay attention to who's on the school board and what kind of policies they're trying to implement and what's going on in the local schools. It is step number one. Agree or disagree?
I could not agree more. I wish there was a stronger word than agree. And, you know, this isn't anything new. As Americans, we're always counted on to pay attention to what's going on with our local government and their employees. And, you know, de Tocqueville used to talk about the obsession with which Americans monitored local politics and local employees. Kind of gotten away from that, but I don't think that, I think that that's changing. I think people are waking up, they're seeing what's happening in their schools, and they're very, very concerned. And I think that the people who have traditionally been running those school boards and other arms of local government, they're alarmed, and they don't like it.
Yeah, we don't like
it. The efforts trying.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I got to leave it right there for today, Braden. But good talking to you. Love to have you back in the future. Braden Busek, Director of Litigation at Southeastern Legal Foundation. Sir, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Greatly appreciate it. It all begins with the school board. Don't forget that. You can make a difference. You can run. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Have we gotten to the point where at some high school game, that an official has finally had enough from coaches, players, and adults, pulls off the whistle, and offers it to you? Let's hope not. There's no way you could do a better job. It's on everyone to promote good sportsmanship. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.